Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, how many of us remember the language we studied in school? Well, despite what you may think, actually it turns out that we know as much now as we did in the classroom. I find this very hard to believe. A new study from the University of York found that those who've learned French 50 years ago and have never used it since have similar recall to those who have just taken their exams. Well, for more on this now, we're joined by Fergal Murphy, who's lecturer in linguistics at UCD. And you're welcome, Fergal, to the programme this evening. Does this research surprise you? Do you believe it?
No, it doesn't surprise me, actually. And yes, I do believe it. It's been carried out by someone who's been working in this area, the area of language attrition, for some time, Monica Schmidt, and she's published quite widely on it. I think it's more what's surprising would be for people who have the experience of, you know, not being able to use a language or feeling that their language isn't good enough. I think it surprises those people rather than someone who works in linguistics.
Okay, so like, for example, I did French for 5 years in school. I think I did very well in my Leaving Cert exam from my memory of it. And I went to France on holidays just a couple of weeks ago. And I basically could, I could only remember how to say hello and thank you.
Yeah, and again, that's what most people's experience would be. But what's interesting in the paper you're talking about was one of the things they said was, in an emergency, you suddenly find out that you do have this vocabulary available to you as your brain goes looking for it. So I would suggest that in your situation, you hadn't used French, had no reason to use French for many years. And so when you went to France, the pathways, as it were, to the French words hadn't been trodden upon for a while, you know, the neural networks. So when you try to activate them, there's a thing called the activation threshold hypothesis, which basically says if you're not using it, it takes more effort to use it when you do get around to using it. So you'd kind of put that to one side. But, you know, according to the paper we're talking about, probably had there been an emergency, you were in a car crash or something, suddenly your brain would have went to voiture.
Okay.
Rather than car straight away. But you didn't, and this is an interesting aspect about adults using language. Motivation is an important factor. For a child, it's not, but for an adult, it is. So even for learning and for using, in both instances, motivation is important. So you haven't really had a motivation to use French. And probably when you were in France, you still got on okay without using French.
Yeah, because obviously a lot of them speak English, although I did try, but obviously I didn't try hard enough, or my brain wasn't willing to try hard enough. I blame my brain on this one. I wonder, Fergal, I have a friend who maintains that he speaks much better French and German when he's a little bit drunk. Is that all part of the same idea, that your brain maybe operates a bit differently?
No, it's not his brain. It is his perception and his willingness to make a mistake. You know, we're all smarter when we're drunk. We know that's one of the stages of drunkenness. It ends up in invisibility where, you know, no one can see you taking your clothes off in the middle of the street or something. But no, his willingness to make mistakes, his inhibitions are lowered. So now he's more fluent in French because he's not censoring himself. Adults are very bad about not allowing themselves to be seen to make a mistake or get something wrong.
Joan is wondering, why then do we not remember Irish as well?
Well, there's a number of factors there. One of it is, again, motivation. So we learned Irish in school. For a lot of people, it wasn't that well taught. So, you know, we didn't really have much interest in it. So again, lack of motivation to learn it. And we probably know more than we realize. So a friend of mine I can talk to my friends too. You talked about yours. Mm-hmm. So a friend of mine was a physiotherapist, and it was a patient that one of his colleagues was dealing with who'd had a stroke. And so his language was impaired. He wasn't speaking, and he was working on the patient with them, getting the movement going. And then the physio came to my friend and said, look, that guy, you know, in room 314, he's starting to talk. He's just talking utter gibberish. I don't understand anything. He was the physio was from the Philippines. So Martin went down, and the guy was there speaking in Irish.
Why?
Because the aphasia, so the stroke had damaged the language area and therefore his access to his English language, which was the language he spoke. And so when he went searching for words, there was a set of words off in the corner covered in dust that he hadn't used for a long time, but he could access it. And one of the key reasons is because words don't contain meaning. So the meaning part is in the meaning part of the brain, your conceptual structure. So the French word palm and the English word apple access the conceptual stuff. So when I've lost my ability to say the English word, I still have the ability to think the thought. And then I go looking for some other word that encodes that thought, and it's suddenly my Irish word.
Okay. Look, this is really fascinating. And I think for a lot of people listening who would love, when they're on holidays or abroad or even speaking to somebody here from France or Germany or wherever it might be, that they know that they did learn the language but feel they can't access it. Is there any way of making your brain do that as opposed to, as you say, getting in a car crash or, you know, some of these extreme situations, we wouldn't be advising?
Yeah, that obviously, that's not the right way to go around these things educationally. But I think a lot of people, and this happened during the lockdown, a lot of people decided they would go return to a language or try a language, a new language or something. And so nowadays you can start off with some app on your telephone.
Okay.
So go to your smartphone first, because your smartphone isn't going to laugh at you for making a mistake.
Uh-huh.
See, we're not going to feel bad about making mistakes, you know, learning the language on your smartphone. So you've done French in school or you've done Irish in school or whatever. You don't want to go to a class with other people or something. So you get your smartphone out and you and the smartphone start having classes.
Okay. Fergal Murphy.
You'll see the growth.
Wonderful to talk to you. Merci beaucoup.
De rien, mon ami.